Turn now to this month's success story, yoga. Time to take a few deep breaths and relax as we trace its journey from India to Instagram. Ooh.
The first yogi. People say that yoga is 5,000 years old. We don't really know that, but archaeologists have found an image almost that old of a figure in the lotus position. All we can say for certain is that around 200 BC, an Indian guru named Patanjali wrote the Yoga Sutras, a book of 195 aphorisms about the philosophy of yoga. This book was the basis for all yoga since then, as the practice diverged into different schools. Fast forward to the modern day, and you have everything from hot yoga, the room's hot, to goat yoga, there's a goat climbing on you, to beer yoga, done holding a bottle of beer, it's bigger than you think.
East meets West. Yoga's move out of India started with the British Empire, as yogis began to travel to the West. Our image of India as a center of enlightenment really began in Chicago in 1893, where one of these yogis, Swami Vivekananda, spoke to a parliament of religions. His eloquent address on behalf of the most ancient order of monks in the world was widely acclaimed. A gradual exchange between East and West began until, by the 1940s and 1950s, yoga was already popular among Hollywood actresses. From there, it exploded in the 1960s as hordes of Western hippies traveled east, hoping to find themselves in the ashrams of India.
Insta yoga. The most obvious and irritating aspect of the yoga boom concerns social media. Today, this stereotypical image of a yogi is no longer an Indian male unconcerned by materialism or vanity. Rather, it is a thin, white female advertising prowess and sex appeal to thousands of followers on Instagram. In other words, what began as a route toward dissolution of the self has become the ultimate celebration of me. It is a social competition in which status depends on being photographed in extreme positions in beautiful locations. It's perhaps not surprising, therefore, that doctors have seen an 80% rise in yoga injuries in recent years. New York's queen of yoga, Tara Stiles, says the milieu has become so competitive and stressful that she now encourages people to do Tai Chi instead.
Spirituality and dollars. The explosion in yoga's popularity over the past 20 years is something of a contradiction. From one perspective, the practice is seen as a remedy to our non-stop stressful lives in the modern world. But is it? You could argue, rather, that yoga's popularity is simply a reflection of our multitasking lifestyle, as yoga combines relaxation, exercise, and spirituality. Most contradictory of all is that yoga, originally a spiritual practice, has become big business. Yoga mats alone are a $14.3 billion industry. The market for classes is worth over $80 billion. A 2016 Yoga Journal report revealed that 36.7 million Americans, about 10% of the population, said they practiced yoga, and the number keeps growing.